Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like producer Dan to come to your, let's say, elementary school or middle school to read?
Let me tell you now.
Producer Dan is coming to a school that much is true. He'd say the damnedest thing. He's gonna say hello and maybe read a book or two. He'd say the damnedest thing. Listen up to see what all these kids will say and do. He'd say the damnedest thing. Producer Dan, the show is yours. Do that thing you do.
Maya and Raphael didn't even have time to respond because the announcer's big boomy voice called out,
"Attention racers, start your engines. 4, 3, 2, 1.
A buzzer sounded and they're off.
The kids were having a good time. You can hear them in the background.
They were rapt with attention.
I don't know how I don't do audiobooks, Kennedy.
Dan, I would listen all day, every day.
Okay, so
twice
kids say
Sundays.
The damnedest things.
I
don't know what
it is.
Which
is 10 out of 10 name.
Dan just has just like this magic aura about him. And when he starts talking to kids, they just open up for some reason. They
speak truth.
Yeah, they tell you anything, especially when it comes to like their families, their thoughts on life and love.
Yeah, they've cut me down a couple times.
Come at me, bro.
And what is this piece of audio?
So this, I went and did this last year, and how this originated was I wanted to go to the NBA Finals in June 2024, and I was petitioning to try to get a ticket from somebody, and part of my kind of way to earn it was to go read to kids, and I did that last year, and this is just some of the audio of me talking to students in Ms. Barth's class in Stratton Elementary. Hi, what's your name?
Alice.
Alice, how old are you?
7.
What have you learned in Ms. Barth's second grade class this year?
To be respectful and reading, writing, social studies, and a lot more.
I think your teacher liked that answer. She was nodding approvingly. If you were principal of the school for one day, what would you do?
I would have 2 minutes of school and then let everyone out.
What would you guys do with the rest of the day?
Party.
So what do you think is a good way to make friends here at Stratton Elementary School?
Be kind. Don't, like, push someone around or be mean.
What would you do if you saw someone pushing someone around and being mean?
Stand up for them like I did today.
You did it today? What happened?
So someone was touching my friend without permission, so then I said, don't touch her.
That must have been hard to do, but you should be proud of yourself.
I am.
I know, you sound like a good kid, but what's the last thing you got in trouble for?
Probably not putting down the iPad.
Too much screen time. What do you do on the iPad?
Play games and watch videos.
Yeah, what kind of videos?
Like videos about being kind.
You got in trouble because you were watching too many videos of being kind? What do your parents sound like when they yell at you?
Put down the iPad!
Is that your mom or your dad?
Both.
Oh, dear.
So...
It's fun, man. I like going out at this part of the job of going out kind of so into the community and getting to give back in my own stupid little way.
All right. So if you're a teacher at like an elementary school, a middle school, we've kind of rolled out high schools for this segment. I feel like Dan reading chemistry books might not go over quite as
well.
Yeah,
not where they're so old where it's going to be like, stop being cringe, bro.
Why you sus? 6'7"?
That book is whack.
We're looking for elementary school. My head can't handle that.
Where they're still going to be nice to me.
Yes.
We got a text from the 603. Producer Dan, we need you at Greenmont Ave Elementary School for an assembly.
An assembly.
Oh, that would be kind of cool. So here's what you do. Drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Or you can drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. Tell us a little bit about your classroom. I don't know. Who's picking the book? Dan, do you pick the book? Or does the teacher usually pick the book?
How'd I mean, I've work? Only done it once, but Ms. Barth had a book picked out for me.
Okay, that's probably
the best. I
figured
I would talk to the teachers or maybe go to a bookstore and get some, but they might be studying something in their class that would be good for their lesson that day. So,
My knowledge of children's books is limited.
Right.
So you guys want to read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Everyone should. Carry a towel.
So, again, if you're a teacher or if you're a parent or maybe you're an elementary school student and you want us to come to your classroom, again, drop us a text, 617-655-1234, or you can email us, morningshow@mix1041.com. And then it's Dan's plan to maybe do this once a week during the month of October.
Yeah.
So that is the idea. So I would get
it
in quickly.
Don't wait.
Yesterday afternoon, I was talking with Greg, Freddie, and Andrea. Greg was telling me that he was listening yesterday morning when we talked about it later in the show.
Okay.
And his son... they listened to the show, and his son turned to him and said, "Dad, can we have producer Dan come to my classroom?" And Greg was like, "Well, I can come do it." And he's like, "Yeah, no, I want Dan."
Oh, I can't wait to tell Daniels that I am his kid's favorite Mix 1041 personality.
I was dying. I was
my palms are sweating,
dying laughing.
Oh, I'm gonna text Greg today.
I just let him know.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I'm coming to your school. I'm invading your school, and I hear when I get there, class is canceled for the rest of the day after I read.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Half All right, don't make it weird. Don't get us fired.
But I don't have that power.
No. Not today.
I'm for the people, candidate.
I know.
All right. No one wants to do math after I read.
I know.
617-655-1234 or email us morningshow@mix1041.com for kids say the damnedest things.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.